Welcome to the Drive Time Show on Toledo Sports Leader, 106.5 The Ticket.
Miguel swings, it's a fly ball, right field, way back and right. Garcia to the fence, looking up, and it's gone, a home run.
Wow.
Miguel Cabrera with a two-run shot to right, his 24th, his fifth home run in the last week. The Tigers lead it.
This 106.5 The Ticket Sports Exclusive is driven by the low-payment king, Ralph Mahalik Jr., at the Monroe Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Superstore.
Matthews got his throws. He's got Golden Tate, who makes the catch. Inside the 15, inside the 10, and he's biking away. He's into the end zone. Pack the bags. Start the plane. This game is over. Oh, baby, how big is that?
Get ready. It's now drive time.
Sweeping left side, 10-5. Touchdown, Curtis Samuel. And the Buckeyes win it in overtime. A game that they trailed by 10 points to give Ohio State a 30-27 victory over the University of Michigan.
Here's the host of Drive Time.
Now Gretzky's got a breakaway. He's in all alone. He shoots and scores. Curry blocked the shot, sent Gretzky in. 3-0. Los Angeles. Wayne Gretzky gets the goal.
Mike Miller is out there watching.
On its way, here's Chris DeMarco to win it. He wins it. DeMarco, 15 feet, 4 inches, Stanley Cup, President's Cup to the United States.
Another edition of Drive Time. We're at the Superstore. That's right, we're at the Superstore. ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Glad to have you on board. Home of the Buckeyes, the Wolverines up on Nash Icon, and the Detroit Lions, by the way, they play Sunday. Speaking of the NFL, the Browns play tonight against New Orleans. We will have a live report coming up at about 5:35 tonight. David Glazier from the press box in Cleveland. Of course, for the Toledo folks, everybody waiting for, again, DeShone Kizer to make an appearance. Brock Osweiler will make the start tonight for the Cleveland Browns. So something on the tube tonight with a Toledo connection. Quarterback DeShone Kizer, of course, went to Central Catholic, on to Notre Dame, and now the Cleveland Browns. One of my points here, you know, a preseason game for the New England Patriots really doesn't mean a heck of a lot. But a Cleveland Brown preseason game, you know what? That means quite a bit. They were 0-4 last year in the preseason, 1-15 in the regular season. So, you know, when you talk about preseason football, there's more value for some teams than there is other teams. Again, I don't think Bill Belichick gives two hoots except for maybe looking at a couple of young prospects. I think he knows what he has in mind already moving forward. He probably wouldn't say that publicly. But Hugh Jackson and the Browns, different story. I don't say this is the most important game, but again, you don't want to go 0-4 in the preseason. You know, get a little flair, a little taste for winning every now and then in Cleveland. Make no mistake about it. It is a tremendous, tremendous National Football League market. I've been in that building when they played. Hats off to the Cleveland Browns fans. They've stuck with this team year in and year out. Preseason tonight from Cleveland. Tigers got beat this afternoon. Pittsburgh. Minnesota Twins coming into town tomorrow. PGA Championship underway. Some of the big names already from Quail Hollow. Spieth fired a 72 today, plus one. Stenson at plus three. Bubba Watson at plus six. Zach Johnson at plus one. Jason Day, he has struggled as of late. He's plus one, or excuse me, minus one today. Charlie Hoffman at plus four. J.B. Holmes at plus four. Dustin Johnson was one under par today. Alex Noren, number 10 ranked player in the world. You don't hear a lot about him, but he was plus three today. Patrick Reed at minus two. Koepka at minus three. Peters, who played so well at Firestone, plus eight. Sergio's really into that lull after his Masters win. He is at plus four. Players that are on the course right now, of course, John Rahm is minus two through nine. McIlroy, minus one through nine. Also, Adam Scott today. Adam Scott is at even par. He is through 12 holes. Justin Rose, even par through nine holes. Jim Furyk,
plus one through eight holes. So the PGA Championship is underway in Charlotte. Tigers lose today. Browns their first exhibition game tonight. 5:15 tonight, Dan Cummins will join us. Channel 11, the Dean of Sportscasters in Toledo. And David Glazier from Cleveland coming up, of course, at 5:35. I'm going to bring Jim Cushland in here very quickly. Jim, I mean, nothing not to like with the injuries to the Cleveland Indians outfield with the acquisition of Jay Bruce.
Yeah, and it's going to be an interesting one if and when the some of those guys get back healthy, because honestly, you're going to have five outfielders, and there's not enough place for all of them. I'm very curious to see, you know, who ends up getting the short end of it. Either way, I'm tickled pink, honestly, Mike, that you bring in Jay Bruce, and he technically hasn't made a swing for the Indians. He's not in the lineup tonight, and yet he technically comes in as the home run and RBI leader of the team. That's hilarious to me.
Well, 29 pumps already. There's nothing bad about this deal for Cleveland. You mentioned playing time, but a long way until this season is over. Kansas City playing some good ball. No-brainer. Mets love it. They get rid of the salary. Cleveland is not obligated after this year. Nothing not to like about that for a Cleveland Indian fan. And listen, there's nothing better than having some depth. And listen, Terry Francona can handle too many outfielders. They'll figure something out. Of course, Bruce, a left-handed hitter. Good move for Cleveland, I think. Hats off to the ownership to go spend the money. I don't know what they cost them. I think I read someplace about $3.5 million.
Yeah, so upwards of 4.2 that the Indians will pay, which is very un-Indians-like, of course.
Yeah, and listen, hats off to the ownership group there. I know their general manager came out today and said, you know, that's a big boost. We need another bat down the stretch. And listen, a lot of baseball to play. Dog days of August. Bruce now with the Cleveland Indians. All right, everybody. Dan Cummins right around the corner. My name is Mike Miller. Glad to have you on board. This is Drive Time, driven by the low-payment king, Ralph Mahalik. The summer clearance sales event continues. A lot of great vehicles. Visit MonroeSuperstore.com.
Talking local sports, it's Drive Time on Toledo's sports leader, ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Here's the host of Drive Time, Mike Miller.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Drive Time, driven by the low-payment king, Ralph Mahalik. Glad to have you on board. Special report live from Cleveland, the First Energy Stadium tonight, Deshaun Kizer. I'm going to guess we'll see some action tonight. Brock Osweiler will get the start for the Cleveland Browns. Again, that's coming up at 5:35 tonight, right after the TAS Electronics update. A little traffic, a little weather, and a little sports. Again, this show is always driven by the low-payment king, Ralph Mahalik. Dan Cummins joins us, Channel 11 Sports Director. Hello, Dan. How are you?
Good, Mike. I'm on vacation. Barb and I are hanging out, kind of a staycation this week, so I'm totally out of the loop. So I haven't paid attention to anything, really.
No, you know, and listen, you know, I mean, I go on the air like that almost every day. So, I mean, really, this is no big situation, okay?
We have spent a lot of time together, going out to dinner and stuff. I've spent some time reading a book and just having a great time out in the patio with the deck and just really enjoying relaxing a little bit.
You know, I travel a lot with three guys, Dan, in the hockey season when I'm up in Canada. One of them is Jim Parker. He's the beat writer for the Windsor Star, has covered the Windsor Spitfires for over 30 years. Gentlemen, it's a general manager at CKLW, has been there 30 years as well. And the sports director, Steve Bell, at CKLW, has been there 30 years. I was on a bus trip one day, and I started adding up their collective vacation time. And I said, if you guys got together, you'd never have to work a day in your life. So I'm guessing with your 30-plus years in, get a few days off and pretty good timing, too, between the marathon and I'm sure high school football coming up.
Well, yeah, I mean, because of TV, the ratings periods, the months of February, May, July is limited, November, we're just limited. And then I'm kind of limited in sports because once football season begins, we're kind of in lockdown. So the months I take vacation usually is I take a week in April, in June, in August, and then when high school football season ends, the first week of December, my wife and I head out to the Caribbean or some places to get away for a week and recharge the batteries. before the holidays. So, because, you know, really I'm in lockdown until the end of March Madness.
No, absolutely. Listen, I'm starting to know your schedule pretty well, myself, and thanks for coming on today. Hey, I'm not going to put you on the spot while you're reading and eating well and relaxing, but I'm sure you know enough about DeShone Kizer, who probably will make his professional debut tonight, albeit a preseason game against the New Orleans Saints in Cleveland. There's a great local story for you, and I know over the years you've talked to him and you've interviewed him. Tell me a little bit about him, and again, something to watch tonight for me. Hope he gets in there.
I will tell you this, Mike. If DeShone Kizer can't make it, then nobody can that I've ever been around. This kid I've known since I probably interviewed him his sophomore year in high school. He's passionate about the game. He loves competing. He's got incredible skills. He's got great size for a quarterback, and arm. I try to read the beat writers as much as I can, their conversations about what they see in Kizer, and what they're saying is his upside will show every once in a while. He'll make a throw that nobody can make. But then again, he'll step back about 5 minutes later and make a throw, you know, over somebody behind him. He'll miss an open receiver. Like, I guess he threw a couple of really bad balls at open receivers in the scrimmage last Friday night that, probably set him back a little bit in terms of how the coaching staff was viewing him. So then they thought, well, we might as well go with, Osweiler and throw him out there. So Osweiler gets a start tonight, and DeShone will be the third guy coming in. So I think he just needs experience. It wouldn't be smart anyway to throw him out there. I think it'd be a lot of pressure on a kid to make him the starting quarterback right away. I mean, maybe he'll earn it by then at training camp. I don't expect that. I just think it'd be easier to let someone else start in time. He'll get some playing time, whether it's a blowout loss or maybe a quarterback gets dinged up and he's got to come in and get some playing time. It's interesting, the Osweiler thing. What's their plan with him? Are they truly going to give him a chance? He's got really a pretty good track record. Or, you know, hopefully somebody needs a quarterback and decides to approach the Browns about a trade. I don't know.
Either way, win-win, you're right. Let DeShone Kizer just kind of move along at a pace that the Browns are comfortable with. Speaking of the Browns, as Dan Cummins joins us here in the Vito's Pizza phone line, you know, I was saying in my commentary before you came on, Dan, listen, Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots, their preseason games right now, all four of them, which a lot of people would like to see, you know, maybe cut to two or three. You know, their preseason games with their track record don't mean anything. But I guess I feel that the Cleveland Browns and their preseason schedule, those four games, a team that was 0-4 last year in the preseason, they go 1-15 in the regular season. There's some importance there. You want to start developing a little bit of a culture here that you can win a game every now and then, regardless if it's preseason.
Yeah, I saw today, I guess, that there's a movement to maybe reduce the preseason games by maybe at least one to start out, if they're wanting to cut back in the preseason games a little bit. I think there's heat on the NFL to kind of ease up on the players a little bit because of the injuries and the head injuries they've been getting. I don't know, Mike. I'm not sure what direction they might go with that, but it's these preseason games are a lot of fun to watch. I think they need to get a lot of guys in. I think the wins and losses are not important in most cases, but in the Browns case where the culture has been losing so much, I think I think Hugh Jackson is probably right. We need to get some wins out here and change these fortunes a little bit. You owe it to the veterans a little bit to let them enjoy a win once in a while.
Again, talking to Dan Cummins, Channel 11. Glad to have you on board as always, Dan, and thanks for taking the time. Hey, I was looking at the Rockets schedule today, and I'm going to change gears here a little bit. What's your take on this Maxion situation, the Thursday? And listen, not only from a personal standpoint, but more importantly from a coverage standpoint, you know, a Thursday game at Ball State, home against Northern Illinois on a Thursday, Wednesday at Ohio, the BG game Wednesday at Bowling Green, and a Friday home game, a Western Michigan matchup without P.J. Fleck. Tell me a little bit about that from a broadcast, over-the-air opinion, and also any other thoughts on it.
Well, I get it. I get that it's important. The MAC gets some money and they get some exposure for recruiting. I get that. Barb and I were talking just a couple days ago about the Rocket schedule. I look at the schedule and like, you know, weekday games, I can't go to the Rockets game and watch the whole game because I'm maybe doing a live at 6 and then going back and putting the show together. I can't watch the whole game. If it's a Saturday game, technically I'm off. I might help out with the crew and putting our coverage together, but I can go to the game and watch the entire game. It's frustrating for me as a fan. I look at the schedule. There may be two games I can go to this year and see an entire game and watch it, you know, as a fan slash interested party. There's just so many weekday games. The Wednesday game with the last game of the season, the Western Michigan game, will be a home game. I can probably go to it for a while, but that is the day before the Ohio State Michigan game, and we'll be tied up with that. That's also the day of a high school football state semifinals. Be tied up with that, and so there's just a lot of different things happening. Weekdays we can cover them as well. That is Saturday, but as far as being able to go and watch them and give more coverage, it's not going to happen during a weekday.
Dan Cummins joins us here in Drive Time, driven by the Low Payment King, Ralph Mahalik, home of the Ohio State Buckeyes, the Detroit Lions, Nash 98.3, Nash Icon. We have the University of Michigan Wolverines. You know, I thought it was interesting just because I played some golf and traveled to the United Kingdom and Ireland. I want to get up to Scotland as well. I love Lynx golf. Tuning in, watching the British Women's Open from King's Barnes. That is on my list, by the way. But I watched I.K. Kim on Sunday win a major, and she won at the Marathon Classic. I thought that was a neat little caveat.
It really was. You know, I wasn't real familiar with her before she came in. I'll tell you honestly, one of our fears during LPGA week, the Marathon Classic, is whether the leaders can speak English, because, you know, you're pushing the tournament and you show the highlights of the golfers, and if they can't speak English, it's kind of hard on your coverage of it. You have to focus on the Lexi Thompsons, anybody else that's near the top, that Lydia Ko that can speak real well. But she was a refreshing change from what we were expecting. She speaks very good English. She's South Korean, and we were really happy for she was just a gracious champion. Taking her time interviewing, doing the interviews with everybody, and had a wonderful time talking to her, and then to see her go on and spread the love from the Marathon Classic. That's great. It gives us a terrific hook to our stories next year when she comes back to defend her title.
No question about it. And you know what? Then we got to, I guess, be reacquainted. I don't know I'm sure you knew this, but how many times did I see the replay? And I'm going to go down history lane here a little bit, of Scott Hoke missing about a two-footer to win the Masters, and of course Doug Sanders missing about a two-and-a-half-footer years ago to win the Open Championship. His great quote was, Doug, do you still think about that putt? Not really, about once every 4 hours. And this was 30 years after the fact. To watch I.K. Kim in a major in 2012 miss a one-footer to win it. So I was happy, number one, that she won here in Toledo, but boy, that's a tough monkey to get off your back to miss an 11-inch putt to win a major. And then to hear what you just said, what a gracious champion. Good to hear.
Yep, she was a lot of fun to talk to, and looking forward to next year. The countdown continues now to next, the 2018, doesn't it?
Unbelievable. Hey, before I let you go, anything you want to pass on about your high school football coverage, Dan? When's that get underway? What do you have in store? Any changes to the format? It's been so successful, I doubt it, but I wanted to ask you anyways.
No, right now we're in the midst of running two-a-day stories. We have a different story every 6 o'clock and 11 o'clock from teams in our coverage area. And although Jordan is over in Italy with the Rocket men's basketball team, and I'm off this week, Danielle Dwyer is a trooper. She's holding the fort down and still out there shooting stories. She's going to Bedford tonight shooting that, and the stories will run down the road. If you follow us on Twitter, we usually tip off what teams are coming up tonight at 6 and 11. And then on our Big Board app, if you have our Big Board app, all the previews go on our app as well, so you can, if you miss your team, you can always catch it again. So yeah, countdown's there. We're the 25th of of August is our season premiere of Big Board Friday. So we're in the planning stages, getting some manpower issues settled and who's going to do what. But we already have pack of pickups settled in. We have the Frickers cam settled in. What days we're going where. And now I need to just, I guess, sit down with my schedules and figure out what we're covering in week one.
Good stuff. Hey, listen, tell that first-round draft choice of Barb I said hello. Enjoy the rest of your vacation. I promise we won't bug you. Well-deserved little rest. Talk to you down the road sometime. Dan, thank you.
Mike, as you know, I'm way over my skis with that woman, but thank you.
See you later. Dan Cummins on vacation, but kind enough to join us. How do you like that? All right, everybody, the TASS Electronics update coming, a little sports, a little weather, a little traffic. Dan joined us on the Vito's Pizza phone line. This show is always driven by the Low Payment King, Ralph Mahalik, my favorite right now. How about this one? $158 a month, 24-month lease, 2017 Chrysler 300S. Again, $158 a month. Visit MonroeSuperstore.com. Update with Kush back at the studios. Then David Glazier from First Energy Field in Cleveland talking some NFL football to Sean Kaiser. This is Drive Time.
It's the Drive Time Show on ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Here's your host of Drive Time, Mike Miller.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to Drive Time. Glad to have you on board. Always great to talk to Dan Cummins. I want to thank the staff last night at Monroe Golf and Country Club for their hospitality. Had a great time, good show, great golf, delicious dining. Visit www.monroe.golf. Again, that's Monroe Golf and Country Club. The updates, of course, brought to you by TASS Electronics. Keep this in mind. Stream your favorite digital audio direct from your smartphone, whether it's to your boat, your motorcycle, your ATV. Check it out today at, as always, TASS Electronics. Al Papier, one of our good friends of the show. Quick reminder again, coming up on Saturday the 19th, the 2017 Andrew Gulch Memorial Golf Tournament. That is a hockey-themed golf tournament to benefit muscular dystrophy, silent auctions, raffles, dinner, corporate donations welcome. Players from the Walleye Storm, the Gold Diggers, got a chance to play them there for some. A great fundraiser, great afternoon, great cause. By the way, the 2017 Andrew Gulch Memorial Golf Tournament. Information, pretty simple. Go info at gulchmemorial.com. A couple of other notes. People that like beer? I know a few of those cats. Angelo's Northwood Villa, that's 6630 South Dixie Highway in Erie. Beer tasting night, that's coming up again on Wednesday, August the 23rd. Tickets are $40. That includes a buffet-style meal and beer. Again, that's at Angelo's Northwood Villa coming up on August the 23rd. Also, September the 16th, Rally on the River Raisin. We'll be raffling off a Jeep Wrangler, courtesy of the Low Payment King. A lot of stuff going on. Brewfest, by the way, up at Flat Rock Speedway. So a lot of things. Boy, it's hard to believe. We start reading these dates, August and September. Absolutely unbelievable. Quick timeout. We're going to talk a little motorsports with Scott Schultz after this.
It's Drive Time on ESPN 106.5 The Ticket.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Drive Time. Glad to have you on board. Home of the Lions, the Ohio State Buckeyes, the Wolverines on the cluster as well. Major League Baseball. The master, Jim Cushlin, getting all of our listeners the best sports coverage in Northwest Ohio. We're going over to Northeast Ohio now. David Glazier joins us, scrambling into First Energy Stadium, and the trooper he is still is going to join us. Thanks, David. How are you?
I literally just placed my bag at my front row press seat, and I'm now segueing into the area where I might glean a beverage because I'm a little slaked. You know what I mean?
You know what? I got to tell you, you know, I've often said this, and you've been in it a long time, and so have I. Probably pretty nice overlooking that stadium there at First Energy as the Browns prepare for that game tonight with the New Orleans Saints. Part of my theme tonight, David's been this. I've been saying that a preseason game for Bill Belichick doesn't mean a heck of a lot. I mean, it means something. But the Browns, again, 1-15 last year, 0-4 in the preseason. Hugh Jackson over the last week in a lot of publications talking about, hey, we got to change things here. I know it's a preseason game, but let's get things rolling in the right direction.
Yeah, I think a couple storylines to watch tonight. I think Brock Osweiler is one of the feel-good stories of the NFL so far. I mean, a guy who was, you know, discarded with vigor by Bill O'Brien in Houston, winds up in Cleveland supposedly as an afterthought, and he's played his you-know-what off. So I hope he has a great performance tonight and starts clarifying things for that September 10th game against Pittsburgh.
I guess the other sidebar would be, we're going to put a Toledo spin on this, congratulations to Brock
for
turning things around, but also I think people waiting tonight to see the local guy, Deshaun Kizer, who we understand every now and then has been a little errant with that big arm of his, but we understand he's a number three man in the rotation tonight out of Toledo Central Catholic in Notre Dame.
DK, he'll get his reps, as they say in the lingo of the game, and before the four-game preseason ends, he'll get a start, because I'm pretty sure that's what Hugh will do. He'll let him start a game. Maybe the second. We'll see. A lot's going to depend tonight. If he looks overmatched, might set him back a little bit. My gut hunch is he'll play pretty well. I don't know if he'll be first off or second off the bench. I know it's one way, it's Kessler, depth chart too, but I'm not so sure that they won't put Kizer in with the twos. We'll see.
Yeah,
And you know, now he's Toledo Central Catholic, right?
That is correct.
Yeah, just there's like what 10 guys from that school in the NFL right now. There's a lot of people from that school.
You've been covering sports in Ohio and Toledo Central Catholic, and you know the Maslins of the world. I mean, Ohio and Texas, I've always said, are the two hotbeds for high school players. And we have guests on the show from Texas, like the high school coach of JT Barrett. I guess David Glazier, News Herald, joins us on the Vito Pizza phone line. Two other names. Let's touch on that first overall pick, Myles Garrett. He's already come out and said, hey, he can't wait to sack Drew Brees. I'm not sure Drew Brees is going to be in there that long.
He's not.
Jabril Peppers out of the University of Michigan. Give us an update on those two guys.
Well, I mean, those two guys have been standouts in camp. I mean, they've worked their way up methodically. They were handed nothing. They had learning curves. I think Garrett got there first based on his, you know, just the way he was sticking out in practice in edge rushing drills. And I mean, that's why they drafted him. He's a build as a great edge rusher. So when you don't have any great edge rushers and suddenly you spend the first pick in the draft on one, yeah, he's going to make it to that first unit in a hurry.
How about Jabril Peppers out of the University of Michigan? They can play just about anywhere in the field.
Showed well in the Orange versus Brown scrimmage last weekend. Showed well. A couple of big hits. Wants to make his name planting people on the ground. But I get the sense that there's, and you can speak to this authoritatively, there's always going to be a part of him that's going to want to be involved offensively. That's going to want to get hands on the ball, whether it's through punt returns, whether it's through select plays on offense, you know, special packages. I just think they're going to want to get the ball in his hands because of his dynamism. He could be, you know, a game changer for the secondary. They really haven't had a offensively dynamic safety in the last, 10 years. And that's only because I don't want to go back any further than that. They could use a guy like that. They definitely could use him. TJ Ward was on his way to being that guy, a strong safety, but he opted out. So that sounds so depressing. It's upbeat. You know, this is like the first game in the first week of spring training in baseball. That's what this game is. And hope springs eternal.
Good stuff. Absolutely. Hey, got about 10 seconds here. Real quick take on congratulations to the Indians ownership group. A couple guys banged up in the outfield, Chisenhall.
Yeah, they
go out and get Jay Bruce. Good for them.
Well, and they got him for a full season A pitcher I've been watching for the last 2 weeks who's really struggled. He was an all-star in the first half, Ryder Ryan, but he's been getting pounded. You know, that was just a dump by both teams. It's a cold, hard business. And the Indians definitely need a spark in the middle of that lineup. They're just not getting it for Edmund Encarnacion. They're not.
David, thanks for coming on. And you're the guy that told us about Francisco Lindor before he was a household name. Enjoy the game tonight. We're going to be watching a lot of things on local television here. Appreciate you coming on.
My pleasure, Michael. Thank you.
David Glazier, News Herald out of Cleveland. He's already in First Energy Stadium. Boy, good viewing tonight. Not a lot happening. Tigers played this afternoon, got beat. Little NFL football tonight. Back with Scott Schultz after the...
Quit banging your head on that steering wheel and turn up the dial. It's Drive Time on ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Here's the host of Drive Time, Mike Miller.
All right, everybody. Welcome back, Drive Time. Lou Payment King coming to you from the showroom. Talk to Dan Cummins at 5:15 tonight. And David Glazier, just a couple of moments ago, joined us from Cleveland, where the Browns start their preseason schedule tonight against the New Orleans Saints, with a possibility of Toledo-born quarterback Deshaun Kizer seeing some action. Should be interesting viewing. Talking to us now, a regular on the show, general manager of both Toledo Speedway and Flat Rock, Scott Schultz is his name. Glass Bowl Lanes, R&M Recycling Night tomorrow night out at Toledo Speedway. Fingers crossed that you get a night like this, Scott. Then up Saturday night, the Level Pebble 200, ARCA and CRA Super Series up at Flat Rock. How are you, sir?
Doing fine, Mike. Doing fine. Ready for the weekend.
Tell me a little bit about it. What stands out? I mean, you always got great news and information from both the competition level and also some of the great perks for the fans.
Yeah, we're starting to wind things down a little bit. We've got a couple Friday nights left at Toledo before the Glass City 200 in September. And tomorrow night we have our Silver Cup Series, which is a little three-race deal for our Aramark late model sportsman cars. They'll run a 50-lap feature. We're going to bring the factory stocks back. They're always a crowd pleaser, and we're going to run them 50 laps on the short track. And just for fun, we have a figure-eight train race, two cars chained together. Front one has the engine, and the back one has the brakes. And then we have a Power Wheels Derby for kids age 3 through 10. These Power Wheels vehicles, battery-operated, that you see all over the place, it's become a big hit. We ran them at Flat Rock, and we ran them at the Monroe County Fair, and for the first time ever, we're going to run there. So it's just a fun night, a good night of entertainment at a good price, and good concession prices, and 7:30 tomorrow night at Toledo.
You know what? I'm just getting a visual of the kids going around in those little vehicles. You're right. I can see why that would be a hit. Kind of reminds me in the hockey business when you send the young mites out there, you know, the 3- and 4-year-olds. And I don't think I've ever seen the crowds in hockey games. A lot of folks don't leave. They just assume watch the kids play for 10 minutes. Unbelievable. Hey, Scott, yeah, we had Dennis Strickland on last week or the week before, and thank you for him. He's always such a great guest, and his passion comes right through the phone lines when we're talking to him. He talked about the competition in some of the races this year locally. He says it's been a very, very good year as far as the number of guys that, you know, you have to fend off if you want to be successful.
We've been very fortunate at both tracks. The competition level has remained very, very tough, despite a few lean years on car counts. In some instances, we're starting to move up the ladder a little bit, but we've got a good group of racers around here, and they race hard. It's been a very competitive year. At Flat Rock, I think Justin Schroeder's leading the late amount of points, and he's won, I believe, 5 of 7, but he's had to work for them all. And nothing is taken for granted, and definitely nothing is given to you. But tomorrow, Saturday night at Flat Rock, speaking of that, we have the Level Pebble 200, and that, for the very first time in the history of the track, we're running two types of late models. We're running the stock-bodied ARCA CRA Super Series late models, 125 laps, and then we have a 75-lap feature for our own late models, the Moran Chevy late models, which is part of our Super 6 Bulk Up Series, and that's the last race in that little series, three races between Flat Rock and three races between Toledo. And we'll throw the figure eights in, too. So 7 o'clock start. It's MIS weekend. We'll probably have some visitors from a strange planet that we didn't expect on Friday and Saturday. They just kind of wander down. It's it's not always the name guys, and it's not always drivers. You know, we get crew guys too, and NASCAR officials and things like that. They're always looking for something to do, and Arca's ties with NASCAR, you know, obviously lead into that a little bit. The CRA series is a very good stepping stone towards the Arca series and on, there are some teams. Toyota has two young kids, 14 and 15 years old, or 15 years old each, I'm sorry, that are running at Flat Rock Saturday night. The two young men are Chase Purdy and Raphael Lessard from Canada. They ran last night at Kalamazoo, and they tested today at Flat Rock, and they're going to run Saturday at Flat Rock. So it's a good night. It's a fun night. History will be made at Flat Rock Speedway with two types of late models. So looking for good weather, crossing our fingers for tomorrow night and Saturday, and on we go.
Hey, good stuff. I mean, you said this one time to me, and I won't forget it. You said, well, we have two guys racing here. I think it was an ARCA race that do not have their driver's licenses yet to be able to drive back and forth to high school, yet they're running either the ARCA series or the races this weekend up at Flat Rock, along with the veteran guys. So hats off to them.
Yeah, that's a given these days. It's where the sport has gone, and if you do not accommodate them, you will lose them. As far as being competitors in your venue or your neck of the woods or your facility, and that goes with Ron on the ARCA Racing Series Tour, and also with the ARCA CRA template body late models, the stock body late models, and you know we have to cater to them. And I'll go right back to the Power Wheels Derby, just like you said. It's like mini Mike hockey. You know, they start at 3 years old. We're starting them 3 to 10 is this little thing that's come of age here in the last couple of years, and you got to start them young. We're all looking for the next superstar, and how do you breed your next racer, you know, or your next hockey player? And obviously you have to get to the youth. Very, very important, especially in this today's world. You know, everybody's getting dragged in one direction or the other, and you got to catch their attention. So we're hoping this is one way to do it.
Good stuff, Scott. Thanks a lot. I hope you have a good weekend. Of course, Friday down at Toledo Speedway, then up at Flat Rock on Saturday. Thanks for coming on. Great hearing your voice.
Thanks, Mike. Get your watch fixed, okay?
Well, we will. All right, everybody. That's us, again, our good friend Scott Schultz, General Manager, Toledo Speedway and Flat Rock. Good show tonight. Talk to Dan Cummins. Always great having Dan on, the Dean of Sportscasters in Northwest Ohio. Touched on, I think, the big story tonight. Toledo-born quarterback Deshaun Kizer probably will see action tonight for the Cleveland Browns. And David Glazier joined us from, well, First Energy Stadium in Cleveland. Jim Cushland was our producer. We'll do it again tomorrow right here from the Superstore, everybody. All our guests appear in the Vito's Pizza phone line. This show is always driven by the low-payment King Ralph Mahalik. Good night, everybody, from Monroe.